Pennsylvania's 34th Senate District includes all of Center, Juniata, and Mifflin counties, and part of Huntington County. WPSU's Min Sheehan reports on Tuesday voters will choose between Republican incumbent Jake Corman and Democratic challenger Ezra Nanes.
475. All right, here we go.
It's a Wednesday afternoon in the Tough Trees neighborhood in State College. Ezra Nanes is canvassing, looking to talk to voters. He runs into a Penn State student outside his house.
Are you at Penn State?
Yes, I am okay. At Penn State.
Right, great.
It's definitely expensive there, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what issues are important for you this year in the election?
They chat for a few minutes. Nanes is excited to talk about funding public education and investing in renewable energy, two top issues that he's running on as the Democratic candidate for the 34th State Senate District. Nanes is the director of business development at AccuWeather. Originally from New York, he and his family have been living in the area for 8 years. He earned an MBA from Penn State. A newcomer in politics, Nanes won the primary election in May with about 11,000 votes, compared to the 15,000 votes for Jake Corman, the sole Republican nominee. Nanes sees himself as an outsider who's not afraid to take on a five-term incumbent.
It's time for some change, time for new blood, time for fresh thinking.
Nanes says he's a proud Democrat. He says the state should fully fund public schools, ensure health care for those with pre-existing conditions, and invest in clean energy.
We've got chronic underfunding of public education in Pennsylvania. So I believe that we need to invest starting at kindergarten, even pre-K. Because in those early years of a child's life, the dollars that we invest in their education, learning life skills, interpersonal skills, responsibility, those skills early on pay off many multiples.
Jake Corman, the Republican incumbent, agrees that reform and investment in education are important. Corman took office in 1999, and as the state majority leader says, there are a lot of issues he would take on if reelected.
Big ticket items in front of us, like tax reform, property tax are still a very big issue. Healthcare is always a challenge as well. Still some things we need to do to make sure it's more affordable. So education reform, will continue to work on education to try to empower parents. And so those are some of the...
Corman is a native of Bellefonte and a graduate of the Pennsylvania College of Technology and Penn State. He took office after his father, Doyle Corman, who retired from the state Senate after serving for 21 years. Now with a significant leadership role, Corman says he's proud to take credit for passing the state's historic pension reform bill, getting the budget done on time this year without raising taxes or in-state tuition for many universities, and being able to work efficiently with a Democratic governor.
I look at every election as it's a referendum on the incumbent. And are we doing our job right? And if we are, we'll get reelected. If we're not, then the challenger has a chance to beat us. So this race is about me, not my challenger. And I'll trust the voters to make the best decision for this area.
While Corman points to a laundry list of accomplishments, Nanes takes issue with the state not passing a severance tax on shale gas, failing to allow child sex abuse victims to file retroactive lawsuits, and not having to establish an independent citizens commission for redistricting.
It's weak and ineffective leadership, and that comes from being influenced by special interests and not having to work hard to win the votes.
Corman did vote for severance tax and supports a new way to redraw congressional maps. And he says redistricting is one of his priorities looking forward. Nanes acknowledges that establishing himself against Corman is a challenge. But Mifflin County Democratic Committee Chairwoman Teresa Hopp says she believes Corman is facing a tighter race this November.
Ezra Nanes, he has really been getting out and knocking on doors and meeting with people, and not just the Democrats. He's been knocking on all doors, and he doesn't just say, hi, I'm Ezra Nanes, I'm running for blah, blah, blah. He says, what are your concerns? But we are getting those doors knocked on, and people are responding.
Corman ran unopposed in 2014 and won with 69% of the votes in 2010. Hopp says she has noticed more competitiveness, and it's great to simply have a choice.
At least causing the incumbents to make an effort now to come out and do some sort of campaigning, whereas before they were okay to just not have to do anything and they were going to get elected.
Reagan McCarthy is the chairwoman of Penn State College Republicans. She doesn't think there are going to be any surprises and says the 34th district is Corman's.
Oh, I don't think so at all. I don't think Senator Corman has to worry about anything. He was recently just named Penn State's Distinguished Alumni. He's loved by this district. Everyone knows who he is. I don't think he has to worry at all.
I'm In Shen, WPSU.